know there's a spoken part in the front of the fireplace?
Yes, as a general rule, there was a place there that that was either bricked or either bricked or concrete.
Did you ever hear it called a hearth?
Hearth. I've heard something there called a hearth, but
okay. And what about the things in the fireplace you'd lay the wood across?
We didn't lay the wood across them back in those days. It was a grate like.
Mm-hmm.
It was a grate like thing built in there that would hold pine knots or coal or anything like that. It wasn't like the laid up fireplace that you lay something across.
Yeah.
It was a grate like built around in there.
Oh, I see.
That would hold coal,
mm-hmm.
and so forth.
Was it built up?
Built up off of the floor about that.
On
that
ledge?
Floor. It was built into the concrete wall. But the concrete, the brick and concrete fireplace.
Did the ashes fall down through?
The ashes would fall down below, and then you would you'd take a scoop and scoop them out.
Pretty sharp. What about, did you ever see those in the fireplace, those two things?
Those grates?
Well, no, the things I'm talking about. The
oh, yes, yes, yeah, that you lay a piece of wood on?
Yeah.
Oh, those came in later years. Yeah, I've seen those. I've seen those, especially in larger fireplaces. See, these fireplaces, the fireplaces that I remember were about that wide. Now, as well as I remember, the fireplaces that had these stands there that you lay a log on were maybe fireplaces that were built in more elaborate homes. They were wider, and you'd lay logs on that. Now, the fireplaces we had, of course, we used wood to cook with and to heat with back in those days, and I helped to saw the timbers on this land out there. There was about between 6 and 7 acres when we moved down here from Louisiana, and it was heavily timbered. And there was an old man. I think he was a Swede by the name of Tom,
mm-hmm.
that used to come down there and cut those trees down and saw them up into stove lengths of wood. He saw them in blocks of wood, you know,
yeah.
and then split them. And of course, back in my younger days, I didn't do too much of it, but I did help with both the sawing of that wood and the splitting of it. And of course, to a large extent, these pieces of wood that we used in the stove to cook with, we also used them to heat with. Put them in this hearth there to heat with. And of course, we also used what we call lighted knots back in those days.
Yeah.
Now, you heard of lighted knots? I guess that's where that name came from. People, it was fat pine and. People would cut those up and use that to light the fire with. You could take a hatchet and chop splinters off of that,
mm-hmm.
and put it down to any kind of wood, stick a match to it, and would light your fire up. And of course, there was a lot of, in here in South Mississippi, there was an awful lot of that, this fat pine under the ground where they'd saw trees down and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been known as lighter knots.
And